So Christian Hand is in here. This is a buddy of Andy's. And we're going to have some fun. You've got a musical database where we're going to extrapolate certain songs that we can hear parts that we've never, ever heard before because we weren't in the recording studio.
No, I was here to work out if I should hang out with chicks. And I have, so I'm done. Thanks so much, everybody. I'm out. It's been great. What an awesome 5 minutes. Game changer, everyone. Game changer. I'm ready to go. How far is it to West Hollywood from here?
Wow.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, you guys have been in radio together before, is that it?
Yeah, I moved out here 18 years ago tomorrow. I
just realized. Really?
Yeah, and Christian was one of the first people that I met working at Y107.
Yeah.
In Pasadena. And I remember the first thing that Christian ever said to me. How much money are they paying you?
Quickly followed by repeat after me, which was it was fitting at that
chicks
point.
Well, screw up. Yes, it was. It was.
I think our first weekend spent together was doing what?
Moving me?
Yeah. I was the only guy who could help you move out of your ex-wife's apartment.
Yeah. Oh,
good times. Well, that's a story for another day.
We'll drink later.
Well, you know, look, I will tell you, being in radio and, you know, you literally spend your life moving from one city to another, trying to climb the ladder. And usually the only guys that you could get to help you move were other jocks because they understood.
Right.
Help me, you know, I got the U-Haul at the place. Can you help me? I'll get chicken and beer.
And
that'd be it.
A very good friend of ours once described a career in radio as going on vacation with your furniture.
That's great. So Christian, guide us through, because I'm looking forward to hearing some of this.
So I decided for our inaugural trip, I heard that you're a fan of Marvin Gaye.
Love Marvin Gaye.
And this one's gonna be fun for you then. So heard it through the grapevine and broke it down into its necessary elements. I was actually completely wrong about this song. I thought that it had been old tracked at one time and it was Booker T and the MGs. It actually isn't. It's the Funk Brothers, which is the other version of the Wrecking Crew.
Sure.
Mm. Oh.
And I didn't know this. That's actually where the term funky came from. It came from the Funk Brothers.
I mean, literally came.
Really?
Keep it funky.
Wow.
Like the Funk Brothers.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. So my job here is done. Make that check payable to Christian James Hand. I took the song down. So I thought what would be fun would be if we first heard it through the grapevine as we know it, which would be this track.
Oh. If I'm going to an island. I heard some talking.
You did. That's why your head's going to explode.
Ooh, I bet you wondered how I knew. Nobody like him.
So that's the song, right? We know the song as it is. We could all just sit here and groove to that for 3.5 minutes. So the next track, and this is mind-blowing, it's actually three drummers playing on this song, because one of the things that they did with the Funk Brothers and the production technique was that they did things like had four drummers play a song all at one time to make the drum sound like nothing that had happened before.
Wow.
The credits for this song are kind of a little mysterious. Nobody knows who played what. So the only thing we know for sure is that Richard Allen is one of the drummers on this, but this is supposedly three drummers, which is even more mind-blowing when you hear it. So this is just the drum track on its own. And you can hear the feed of his headphones.
That's the snare. Vibrating.
That's a reverberation, yeah.
Two drummers here, by the way.
Three.
Mark and Christian.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
My son is the real drummer in the family, though.
One of the most famous drum fills in the world about to happen.
Wow. Mm.
That's hot.
That's awesome. You can hear the two, kind of.
Yeah. Once you know that it's three, so once you know that, you're kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, that's why it sounds a little bit delayed. All right, so that's the drum sound, which is in, you know, for that day is ridiculous. So the crazy thing is that you hear it all open and reverberating, and then when it's put into the track, that all disappears and it becomes a really hyper-tight drum sound.
This is too cool.
So next, this is mind-blowing, because this is James Jameson, who's one of the sickest bass players in the history of the universe. And what's incredible about him is he only played with one finger.
What?
His bass playing, that's James Jameson's bass playing style. So instead of like, if you watch somebody play, it's like four fingers, and especially like the Ox from The Who, obviously.
Sure.
Madman. James Jameson, single finger. So this is his bass line played with a single finger.
Index?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
That's awesome.
We really should be smoking a joint.
It does help. I've done that a lot.
Stay in school, kids. Don't do drugs.
Neither's
a baby. So this is James. I mean, the crazy thing about this bass line is it's incredibly melodic, but just the way it's played, each note is flawless.
Like it's hard to do like a triplet with just one.
Imagine how fast his finger is moving at this point. And, you know, each of them are like little tennis balls of tone.
Wow.
So that's your bass line. And then here, as I said, the credits are impossible to find. There's like five guys that played, because the Wrecking Crew was one organization of like five dudes. And the Funk Brothers ended up being like the Wu-Tang Clan, just like a gang of people. They have no clue. So the credits are impossible to find. So this is amazing. Restraint, I believe that the guitar track is next. And this is unbelievably well played.
Oh, that's tough.
So what's cool here is this is all he plays.
Wow. Throughout?
Throughout. Except for that little noodly bit at the beginning.
Noodly.
Noodly, noodly. You know I love the noodly.
That's it. This is his guitar.
That's the rest of the song?
That's the rest of the song.
That's all he plays.
That's all he does. It's like the ska thing.
And how is this actually exciting? Because it does sound exciting.
Yeah, it's because it's like the ska thing where you just take you're just marking the beat and it just drives the whole thing.
And the 1-4-5, the different chords of the... of the key.
Yeah. So the choice to do this is insane. You could have played a million other things, but you chose this. I mean, that's a true artiste.
Artiste.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
That's it.
That's economy. That is economy.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, by the way, I don't know if I could do musical trivia forever, but that's the reason that the bass line in Walk on the Wild Side is so unique is that it's two bass lines, because Herbie Flowers is a union player in the UK, and you got paid per track, so he created a part where he'd get paid twice. So that's why the bass line does what it does. He was like, if I do this, and they're like, that sounds great. He was like, yes, and now I get paid twice for that. So that's a good one. Anyway, so next is the pretty much the principal sound of this song, which is the organ part, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah. The Hammond B3.
Mm-hmm. Going. And it's so dirty.
You know, when you extrapolate it like this, you don't really realize that this is the key part of this song.
This is the song. It drives the entire thing.
You don't notice it when you're listening to it, the full thing.
It's kind of Doors-like in that way, you know?
Is that a Hammond?
Yeah.
The Rayman Zarek's left hand was the bass in the live Doors, you know?
So it's all the distortion and the dirt on the keys itself. Like, it's not a clean sound. Yeah.
Which is what makes it.
Oh, yeah.
What? It's funky. Funky. So that's your principal elements. Now, this track is truly... this is unbelievable. So the orchestration is actually the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. And Paul Reiser is the guy that wrote this whole piece. And this is insane.
Not Paul Reiser.
Not mad about you.
No, not that guy. Yeah. Though he is a very talented orchestrator. Few people know that. He's doing the Hollywood Bowl next Thursday. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be good.
It's him and a cello. I don't know how he does it. So this part, imagine that you're an orchestrator and you've spent how many hours it is creating this part, only to have it shoved somewhere into the back of the mix. Because when you hear this, this is truly extraordinary. So this is the act. This is going through the entire song, and you have no idea.
Because I don't remember a lot of symphony.
You're
in
about
the song.
To hear symphony. So this is Paul Reiser.
Hey, Marvin's voice.
This is incredible right here.
Wow.
What? You, check it out. Ready?
Oh, my God.
If you had asked to place a bet, is there orchestration on this song?
You just said no.
I would have.
Buried so deep in this.
This counter melody is incredible.
Yeah, minor chords are so great.
It's insane, right? And this horn bit.
French horns in there.
And Paul Reiser is like, could we turn it up in the mix a little bit, guys?
I worked hard on this.
I mean, it wasn't an hour. You know what I'm saying? It's French horn. French horn's a nightmare. You try to make it work. All right, so that's your that's the string part. So the symphony part. So next is the background vocals, which is the andantes. So you just hear these three ladies, which is crazy.
Took me by surprise, I must say. Wow. When I found out yesterday, heard it through the grapevine. Do 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 do.
It's got chills.
Baby, baby, I heard it through the grapevine. Do 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 do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Heard it through the grapevine. Not much longer would you be mine, baby.
Jesus. Wow.
No auto-tune. That's how it's done.
Yeah, they didn't use auto-tune in the 60s, did they?
You know what's crazy is we're talking about the economy of all the instruments. The economy in their voices. Yeah. They're really pulling back.
Yeah. All right, so here's the one that is going to really... This is magical. So now this is Marvin. Mm.
Bet you're wondering how I knew about your plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say.
Get it.
When I found out yesterday, don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine. Oh, I heard it through the grapevine.
The foot tapping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, well.
Oh.
I know a man ain't supposed to cry, but these tears I can't hold inside. Losing you would end my life, you see. Cause you mean that much to me. You could have told me yourself that you love someone else. Instead, I heard it through the grapevine. Not much longer would you be mine. Oh, I heard it through
crazy.
The grapevine.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
That's how it's done.
And what's really crazy about this song is Berry Gordy hated it. And,
really?
And
I heard that.
And refused to put it out. And when because there was three other versions had been done. The Pips did one. And it had just been released. And he was like, listen. And what's also crazy is that the producer had Marvin sing above his register.
Mm-hmm.
And because he'd done that with a previous hit a couple months before and decided that was the way to get his voice up. And Berry Gordy hated that had been done. So and I didn't realize this, but Motown had a quality control department. And all of the records that Motown was going to put out went through this quality control department. And they had to sign off on it. So they had signed off on it. And then Berry Gordy heard it and was like, I'm not putting that out. So they put it out. It just ended up being sort of an album filler track. And all the DJs played it across the country so much that they ended up having to make it a single because it was just so successful.
Wow.
So now, now that you know all of the elements, if we hear it again, you can hear all of the bits happening.
Whole different song, whole new set of ears.
And you can hear the reverberation of the snares.
Yeah.
You play other than that guitar part now.
Right.
Guys, you know I love you more.
Just drives it.
It took me by surprise. I'm a slave.
you played the symphony, I never noticed it. But now
you can't not hear it.
It just jumps right out in front of you.
Yeah. It's so clearly there.
That and the backup singers.
And the drum fill. Oh, it's over. All right. So anyway, if you listen to the original version now, I'm going to leave you that CD so you can go home and smoke some pot.
Now, here's what do you do for a living now?
I'm a record producer, and I do a bunch of music stuff.
I'm just trying to find out how many days a week I can get you in here. That was incredible.
You're welcome.
And
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You have other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can people get a hold of you if they want to make a big studio?
A donation? I'm going to sign a piece of paper outside. There's two dots on a card. I'm going to sell it for $9
million. Nice.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Do you have a website where people can
I do not, but you can find me on Facebook at Christian James Hand. I'm on Instagram at King Trut, and reach out. Get in touch with me.
Well, Andy, I want to thank him for bringing this up. And at first, I didn't kind of really understand what it was he was talking about, but he kept pushing the issue. So glad he did. So let's do this on a regular basis.
I would love that.
You break it down just like you did. Obviously, you love this music.
Yeah.
And maybe we can get a hand in, get it, hand?
Yeah, you did that.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Because you have access to quite a bit of a library.
Yeah.
And it'd be kind of cool to let the audience get in on what song do they want broken down. And we do it exactly like you just did it.
All right.
Dude, thank you so much
for
coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me in.
I was nuts. And are you currently in the studio working with somebody?
Yeah, I'm constantly doing it. It's an ongoing thing. I didn't realize that 7:30 still existed. I thought that had been...
Only one of those.
I thought it was canceled due to lack of interest, but clearly I have the wrong perspective in the world.
Christian, thank you.
Thank you.
That was unbelievable.
My pleasure.
All right.